It is Monday, November 11th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
A right-wing coup emerges in Bolivia as the military forces Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous president, to resign. Meanwhile, progressive candidates declare huge victories in Seattle and San Francisco. And lastly, AOC joins Bernie Sanders on stage in Iowa for the biggest rally in that state this year.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Bolivia's socialist president Evo Morales was forced to resign Sunday under threat from the nation's military, police forces, and violent right-wing protesters who have assaulted the president's supporters and burned and ransacked homes of members of Morales' party. Morales' resignation came following his announcement early Sunday that he would hold new elections after the U.S.-dominated Organization of American States questioned Morales' October victory, claiming voting irregularities. Political leaders and activists around the world immediately denounced Morales' ouster that leaves Bolivia without a constitutionally elected government. U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar tweeted Sunday, "There's a word for the president of a country being pushed out by the military. It's called a coup." Progressives on Sunday celebrated the triumphs of two West Coast candidates who were finally able to declare victories in their election after officials in Seattle and San Francisco spent days tallying votes after the Tuesday election. Chesa Boudin, a public defender and son of parents who were incarcerated when he was a child, won San Francisco's elections for a district attorney. Boudin ran on a promise to confront mass incarceration, institutionalized racism, and police violence in the city. Boudin's win came hours after Seattle City Council member Kshema Swant declared her own victory in the race for the seat she has held for 6 years. Tech giant Amazon poured $1.5 million into the race supporting pro-business candidates in order to defeat Sawant, who last year passed a head tax on Amazon and other big companies, which have contributed to skyrocketing housing prices in the Seattle area. Amazon's unprecedented effort to unseat a city council member, Swant said in a statement, quote, clarified to people that big business is not on our side.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Bernie Sanders on Friday night held the largest rally of any 2020 Democratic presidential candidate to date in Iowa. The huge assist from co-headliner Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Sanders drew more than 2,400 people to Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs, this according to CommonDreams.org. As they did last month at a rally in Queens, New York, the two progressives centered the event on a call for solidarity with people of diverse races, class backgrounds, and life experiences. Sanders' aides said the Council Bluffs rally drew more people than any other presidential campaign event in the state in 2019. Some campaigns struggle to make 1,000 face-to-face contacts in a week, Misty Rebeck, Sanders' Iowa state director, told Politico. We just tripled that in 24 hours. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Former Brazilian president, simply known as Lula, was freed from prison Friday after a year and a half behind bars due to a politically motivated prosecution from the country's right-wing government. Lula was imprisoned in April 2018 after a series of events that even the Associated Press described as part of a plot by Brazil's right wing to seize power. NPR reports that Iraqi security forces launched an aggressive crackdown on anti-government demonstrators over the weekend, killing at least 6 people and injuring more than 100 others in central Baghdad. Since the clashes started last month, more than 300 protesters have been killed and 15,000 others wounded. Bringing freedom across the world, we are. PublicCitizen.org reports that watchdog and conservation groups are calling out former oil lobbyist and current Interior Secretary David Bernhardt over his department's attempts to give a coveted permanent water supply contract to one of Bernhardt's ex-clients. Axios is reporting that three key witnesses in the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry will testify this week in a series of nationally televised hearings. Sources familiar with the layout of the hearings tell Axios they were deliberately organized to ensure the substance of their testimony is heard at the top.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.